Beware, you have entered the Climate Doom Archive.
New York Times, 2002. Forecast for a warmer world, deluge and drought. A warmer world is more likely to be a wetter one, experts warn, with more evaporation resulting in more rain, in heavy and destructive downpours. The Guardian, 2009. Devastation in Zambia as climate change brings early flooding. Scientific American, 2011. Climate change will bring more extreme precipitation and floods. Washington Post, 2012. Flood risk will rise with climate change, experts say. The Conversation, 2014. Get used to flooding. Climate change will bring more of it. Nature Magazine, 2021. Climate change implicated in Germany's deadly floods. Attribution study suggests extreme flood events will become more common in Western Europe as the world warms. New York Times, 2025. Pakistan's floods are a climate change warning. Hydrological Sciences Journal, 2011. Has the magnitude of floods across the USA changed with global CO2 levels? In none of the four regions defined in this study, is there strong statistical evidence for flood magnitudes increasing with increasing GMCO2? Journal of Hydrology, 2017. A global-scale investigation of trends in annual maximum stream flow. Finally, there were more stations with significant decreasing trends than significant increasing trends across all the datasets analyzed, indicating that limited evidence exists for the hypothesis that flood hazard is increasing when averaged across the data-covered regions of the globe. Journal of Hydrology, 2021. Evidence of shorter, more extreme rainfalls and increased flood variability under climate change. Evidence is emerging that the observed increases in extreme rainfall are not resulting in universal increases in flooding. Indeed, on a global scale, studies consistently find more gauge stations with decreasing rather than increasing trends in the annual maxima flood magnitude. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, 2021, from Chapter 11.5.2. Peak flow trends are characterized by high regional variability and lack overall statistical significance of a decrease or an increase over the globe as a whole. Of more than 3,500 stream flow stations in the USA, Central and Northern Europe, Africa, Brazil, and Australia, 7.1% stations showed a significant increase and 11.9% stations showed a significant decrease in annual maximum peak flow during 1961 to 2005. And from Chapter 11.5.4, in summary, there is low confidence in the human influence on the changes in high river flows on the global scale. In general, there is low confidence in attributing changes in the probability or magnitude of flood events to human influence because of a limited number of studies, differences in the results of these studies, and large modeling uncertainties. Thanks for joining us. See you next time in the Climate Doom Archive.
A Climate Discussion Nexus production.